It's time now for Legislative Report, and Lancaster County Representative Steve Menser is with us on today's program. He represents the 97th Legislative District. And Representative Menser, here we are in the third week of September, and what's going on with the state budget? Where do we stand? You recently held a town hall in East Lampeter Township, and I have a hunch the budget was a prime topic of that getting together.
Well, Greg, you're absolutely correct. The issue most discussed at the town hall in East Lampeter was the budget. And as you may know, back in February, the governor proposed a $51.47 billion budget. The problem is the state only has an estimated $47 billion in revenue. That's a $4 billion more in spending than we get in revenue. Most of that $4 billion in spending would be reoccurring each year. So while we do have a very large surplus and rainy day fund, if we spend $4 billion from that fund and continue to spend $4 billion and more each year, the fund will be exhausted in about 3 or 4 years. And when there's no more money in the surplus and rainy day fund, guess what happens? The state will come to the taxpayer for tax increases. So we don't have a budget agreement now, but I can tell you that Senator Martin, the Senate Appropriations Chair from Lancaster, and other leaders are working very hard to come up with a compromise. But when two sides are that far apart, it takes time to come up with a compromise that the House, Senate, and the governor can agree upon. When this has happened in the past, meaning when we're far apart in the past, all parties would agree to pass a partial or temporary budget until the final budget is agreed to. Now, the Senate passed a temporary budget months ago, so schools, counties, and other agencies counting on state funding would get paid at last year's level. This budget cycle, however, the House Democrats are unwilling to even schedule a vote for a temporary budget in the House. So counties and school districts and other agencies are having to use their reserves or short-term borrowing, which in my opinion, it would have been a better solution to provide for a partial or temporary budget. While it sounds like we're getting close to a final budget, this is where we stand now, Greg.
So it's just a matter of somebody at some point is going to have to kind of blink, so to speak, in order to get things moving.
Exactly. That's correct. And I guess the point is that in the past, so that counties and school districts didn't have to borrow or use all the reserves, we would continue to pay them at last year's levels. And that's what we were hoping for this budget season, but it just didn't happen.
If constituents in the 97th District need some assistance with state-related matters, how can they get in contact with you for help?
Well, there's a couple of ways they can get in contact with me. They can come directly to my office. I'm located in the West Lampeter Township building at 852 Village Road. They can give me a call at 717-464-5285. They can go on my website at www.repmenser.com, or they can email me, Greg, at smenser@pahousegop.com.
Lancaster County Representative Steve Menser, thank you for being with us on a very informative legislative report.